I've just said to my guest, I've got a surprise for you. It sounds very ominous, that does. I'm joined in the studio by Amber Anderson, and he's coming to talk about a production of Blood Brothers, which you can see from next Wednesday. So, very good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's lovely to see you.
I love local radio because it's radio. And it's local.
Out of all of my... I play that every single day, as you know, on the show, because it was the one that you did as a joke, wasn't it?
It was.
And that was the one that stayed, so wonderful. And I've got something for you. So you've got your headphones on. I've got this little message that's coming for you.
Good morning, Michelle. This is Clive. It's great to hear you and my old mate, Anver, on Phoenix FM today. Good luck with Blood Brothers, mate. Break a leg.
Oh, he's lovely, isn't he?
Isn't he lovely? Yeah, he sent you that little message.
Yeah.
So go on. How long have you known Clive for?
Oh, years and years and years. Yeah, and we've played together. We've all the local pubs and stuff like that. He does some superb. There's one song he does that is about a locker of a soldier, and it's about the Queen and all of that. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Just great.
There we go, Clive. You've had enough from us now.
Yeah,
that's it.
See you, Clive.
Now, Blood Brothers. I've never seen Blood Brothers.
Oh.
So tell us about the story of Blood Brothers. It's Woody Russell, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And it's quite a dark story in the end. You've got two mothers. One very poor, living in the terrace houses of Liverpool in the 60s, and a more well-to-do woman, and the poorer woman works for the richer woman. The poorer woman keeps having babies. Every time her husband looks at her, she has another baby. She's working cleaning the house for the rich woman. The rich woman says, we were hoping to have babies, but you know, it never came for us. And she said, oh, well, look at that. You can't have them. I can't stop having them. In fact, I'm having twins. And the rich woman says, oh, well, I know you can't look after them. The social services are going to be taking them away if you have too many. Give one to me.
One. Oh.
So the story goes that the boys are split up. And to frighten the woman without the money, the mother, as they call her, she says if they ever find out that they were twins and they know they were parted at birth, you know what will happen to them, don't you? They will die. So you have to work out throughout the play whether they will recognise each other as twins.
Yeah.
And of course, the boys do meet by accident and become blood brothers without knowing. And then we go into more serious stuff in the second half. The first half is really quite light. It's really, it's great. Adults playing kids, it's fantastic. Mm. And there's another kind of dark character who's wandering around, kind of putting ideas into the mothers, both mothers' heads, and creates, you know, creating all kind of mayhem. And that's me. Normally I work in the theatre in the dark, in the back. In this show, I get a chance to be the dark.
Yes.
Ooh, that's great. He's a fantastic character. The narrator kind of just prods the women into doing things they might not have done previously, just whispers in their ear and gives them guidance to take the wrong route.
Are you on stage or are you off stage doing this?
I'll be on stage and wandering around. So I'm kind of literally on the shoulder of people whispering down their ear. And
so are you their conscience, or are you actually a person?
I think of him more as an embodiment of the devil, unseen by any of the cast.
Right.
So I'm free to wander around, or he's free to wander around anywhere around the stage. And just, you know, just reminding them that what they've done, there's no escape from.
Mm.
When you do bad, it's not good for you. It's not good for your soul.
No, definitely not.
And it's great. And it's played. It's great. I'm playing opposite my missus, Deborah Anderson. She's playing Mrs. Johnson.
Yeah.
And she's playing opposite Olivia Rose, who's playing Mrs. Lyons, the posh lady.
Yeah.
And they've got some fantastic pieces together. The drama really builds and builds and builds. If you've got tickets to come and see it, bring a tissue, you're going to need it. I do every time. It's so emotional. It's a really emotional build-up. And the Billericay Theatre is quite a bijou setting. It's a really lovely studio theatre.
Yeah.
And that gives it an intimacy and a closeness. You're really amongst the action.
Yeah.
It's a lovely theatre. It's only been open a couple of years. It opened for 6 months and then got closed down because of COVID. But Helen Arbour, who is the owner of the theatre, has been relentless and absolutely just driving things forward to get the theatre up and running, and there's lots of stuff going on down there now. And Helen is playing the part of Linda, one of the boys' girlfriends. Mm. There may be more into that, but come and see the show.
So was it originally a musical, or was it, because I know there's a musical version, or is this the original version?
No. The original is a musical version, but the license for adult versions of the show don't include the music. We get to sing one song within the license, and we do that.
Right.
But it's a spoken, it's a play version of it. So just so the people are clear, that means they don't have to come along and hear me sing. Bonus.
So who's directing? Are you directing this?
No, I'm not directing. That is Maz Clark. Maz Clark's been associated with the theatre since it opened, and she's been a long-standing member of the other group that I work with and I'm chairman of, Springers.
Yeah.
She's not quite a founder member. She was in there just maybe a few months too late for that. Mm. But she's been there for nigh on 40 years with Springer. She's directed many, many shows. She's very experienced. She's a lot of fun, very strict, quite northern, says what she means. So get it right or you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And also working on the production is Rachel Wilcox, who will make sure all the sound and the lights and everything happens, along the way. The boys are being played by Bradley Cole, and he's Mickey, the guy with no money. And his brother is being played by Greg Morgan Eddie.
Right.
And the interaction between these two fellas is just great. It's just great. It's almost as if they've grown up together. The chemistry is brilliant.
Mm. And what production company is this time?
This is the Billericay Theatre Company. Right. This is an amateur production within the theatre.
You say that, but I don't know why you have to say amateur, because it's never... These productions, as I say, every time, every company that's ever come in, I've gone and see the productions, it is as good as going to the West End, and you're not paying all the money to go to the West End.
That's true.
On having dinner or whatever else. You can go along to the Billericay Theatre. How much are the tickets?
£24.
That's amazing.
It's fantastic.
For a great night out.
Yeah. It is really good. I mean, and you're right. The only reason it's called amateur is we don't get paid.
Yeah.
And it's such a great ensemble as well, because we've got some of the ensemble. We've got Chris Burrow and Julian Harbrow and myself have been putting the set together.
Yeah.
So in terms of being an ensemble piece on stage, it's an ensemble piece behind the stage as well. Yeah. I mean, I come to Hotfoot from Chelmsford making all kinds of props for us. Mm. And Chris has been hammering and banging nails, and Julian has been coming and making sure everything's in the right places at the right time.
Yeah.
And that's really, it really... brings the team together. Can I give the other guys
a name check? Yes, you better do, because they'll be waiting to hear their names. And if you don't hear, you'll be in trouble with your missus.
I will. Well, Deborah is in it, as I said. Olivia Rose is in it. Dan Baker plays the older brother. And I've got to tell you, as a kid, his sullen approach to his mother's telling off is a sight to behold. He's lovely to work with. So we've got Julian Harbrow, Chris Burrows, Mandy Maloney, who's new to the ensemble, Emily Peplow, Lisa Rawlings, and we've got one performance where one of our performers can't do it, so the lovely Joe Hunt, who's associated with the theatre, has stepped in to cover that part for the evening. I think that is... Oh, and Steve Arbour. Did I mention Steve Arbour?
No, I don't think so.
Steve Arbour's actually got multiple parts, because he's playing a milkman, a gynecologist, and the husband of the rich lady.
What a job!
Yeah, I know. I won't tell you how that all plays out, but it's quite a funny part of the play. It is fantastic. It's going to be starting on Wednesday at 7:30 and run through until Sunday, when we'll have a matinee at 4:00, which I think... The matinee might already be sold out. I'm not sure. So there are a few tickets left, but not many. So if you want it, get onto the Billericay Theatre on Facebook. They're on the web, and book up your tickets quickly.